This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. Colorado lawmakers voted today to ban plastic bags and styrofoam containers, though the rule would not take effect for years. CPR's Miguel Otarola has the details.
Major supermarkets, convenience stores, and retailers would start charging 10 cents for paper and plastic bags in 2023. Those stores will be banned from providing plastic bags the following year. Restaurants would also be banned from using takeout containers made of polystyrene, commonly known as styrofoam. Democratic State Representative Lisa Cutter sponsored the bill. She says it will encourage people to bring reusable bags when they go shopping.
You know, there's no intention to be punitive to anyone in terms of enforcement or to encumber local governments with extra work. We're just relying on restaurants and retailers to comply because it's the right thing to do and because it will be the law.
The bill now heads to the governor's desk. I'm Miguel Otarola, CPR News.
From sage-grouse protections to oil and natural gas leasing, Tracy Stone Manning faced tough questions during her confirmation hearing today to lead the Bureau of Land Management. CPR's Caitlin Kim reports.
Stone Manning stressed the Bureau's multiple-use mandate for how it manages its lands, from energy development to hunting, and she's committed to working with all groups.
I have spent a career of balancing the needs of various communities and stakeholders. And I would do that and then some in this position.
And that includes some Colorado-specific issues. Stone Manning says she'd consider the concerns of the people of Grand Junction as the Bureau debates its headquarters location, as well as a review of the Uncompahgre Resource Management Plan. In Washington, D.C., I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
State lawmakers are expected to bring down the gavel on the 2021 session this evening. They decided a lot of big policies in their final days of work and gave up on a few others. CPR's legislative reporter Benta Berkland joins me in 10 minutes to talk about how it all went down during the postponed session. That's coming up in 10 minutes on All Things Considered. Here on CPR News, the red flag warning still in effect until 9 for Grand Junction, the Western Slope, and the Roaring Fork Valleys. You're listening to CPR.